The 16th Street Viaduct in Milwaukee connects the city's north and south sides. In 1967, Father James Grappi and other civil rights leaders led two open housing marches from the largely black north side to the then largely white south side. The marchers were pelted with rocks and bottles. Yesterday on the viaduct, now also known as the James E. Grappi Unity Bridge, the mood was much different. Gospel music, a peaceful reenactment of the march, and speeches took up the afternoon. Comedian and national civil rights advocate Dick Gregory marched in 1967 and again yesterday. He says at least on the bridge, Milwaukee is a better place.
When I came over this bridge here, man, you was running for your life. Today, you come and bring life. You know, people sit comfortable on the bridge.
Father Grappi's widow, Peggy Rosger, helped organize the march and other weekend events. She says the memorial showed diversity is a strength, but she admits Milwaukee still has various racial fault lines.
Milwaukee has an abysmal high school graduation rate. Milwaukee reading scores, the discrepancy between black and white students is the highest in the country. We're at the bottom.
And Renee Crawford, an African American who as a baby was in the 1967 march, says she would still have trouble getting a lease in some parts of the city.
There are still neighborhoods where I'd have to send my white husband to do that.
Crawford says she's glad she was able to bring her children to the bridge and pass them the torch to push for racial equality. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.